All right. Oh, the celebrity phone is lighting up. Let's see. That always makes me nervous when they don't tell me who it is. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Hi, Pennington. How are you? Good. How are you, Ty?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm very good.
I think you just sort of scared the crap out of everybody listening right now.
Well, yeah, my voice does that. You know, it can be so calming, yet it can be so alarming.
Yeah. Now, you're not calling to tell me that you're knocking down my house, are you?
No, no, but we have talked to your neighbors, and we know that you're not home, so actually, you really just don't know, but I think you might be lucky. We're actually tearing somebody else's house down right now, so that's a good thing, but the good news is we're also building another one.
Oh, that's always the thing. You knock it down, but you always replace it with something much better.
Right, yeah, that's the kind part.
Yeah. Now, I guess you're an expert in pools now, apparently. There's a new special airing Sunday night on ABC. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, that's something we've never taken on before. It was really interesting. Sort of on my website, I got a bunch of different sort of leads, people needing help in different communities, and it was over my summer break, and it was over in England in a town called Portreath, Portishead, and what's neat is basically a community pool that, like, it's where everybody came together, and really where sort of they spent their summers, and like, back in the day, it was a really cool pool, but it had gone down into really bad disarray, and so sort of a whole community asked, to see if I couldn't pull some resources and see if it couldn't help them out. And I have to say, it was quite an undertaking, because trying to open a pool in 1 week after you've got to rebuild everything, redo everything, but it also rained like every day, so it was seriously a huge challenge. But my God, I experienced so many things, but just being down there, I met so many cool people, for one, but then also, there are these people that are sort of like the Coast Guard here, except they're sort of like this rescue team, mm-hmm. and so they used me as like a dummy. So I had to be thrown out of a boat in like really cold, disgusting, dirty water, and then luckily they did, rescue me. So it was quite interesting to sort of go through what it's like living in Portreath. Portishead. But in the process, like, I also got to hang out with these older people called the Loafers, which I thought was an awesome name, but I ended up sort of learning how to synchronize swim with them. We went to like different practice so we could get a routine down. And so in the opening of the pool, we sort of debuted our amazing synchronized skills. And that's just one of the many things that, like, it was just such a cool adventure. It really was. And I couldn't believe we almost couldn't pull it off. And I know, you think of that Jeopardy is sort of in every show I do, but the truth of it is we really almost didn't. And like, the sun never came out. I mean, it rained every day until the very last day when we finally showed the pool to the community. So it was a real challenge, but it was a really fun challenge.
So when you do houses on Extreme Makeover, you have 7 days, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we actually built the house in, like, honestly, like 4.5 days, which is still pretty amazing.
Okay, so which is easier then, an entire house or a pool?
Honestly, because, like, working with a builder, we've got it down, we've been doing it so long, we've got it down to a science that's like, boom, boom, boom. But with a pool, it's like, whenever you can start from scratch and just start over, it's actually quicker. When you have to repair and renovate, especially something like an old pool where you've got to redo everything, the surface, redo all the tiles around the edge, it was really cool, though, because we turned like a diving board into a water feature, opened up a restaurant, this thing was like been in disarray for years and years and years, and so it took a whole bunch. There was a bird that had nested inside the roof of it, and of course, it was an endangered bird, so we had to have a sit down with the bird and talk to the family and make sure that they had a safe place to go to while we sort of took down a wall. And then we took down a wall, it actually fell over and destroyed another wall that we had to repair. So it was just a lot of things that went on that were a little bit out of our element. Not to mention, we're in a foreign country, so just understanding what they're saying was a whole nother, challenge.
Hey, if they can send Jamie Oliver to the United States, Ty can take over England, right?
Yeah, exactly. If they can say, if he can fix our food system, I can fix their sewer and plumbing and pool systems.
Well, no, I knew that when I was reading the story about what this show is, it's making a pool, and I thought, well, there's got to be a Thai twist to it. So
it's actually a community pool where people, it takes volunteers to run, right. And basically the only way to keep it running is to make sure that it's in good enough shape where people will come and they'll spend the $5 or whatever it is to get in, mm-hmm. because that money actually keeps the thing going. But it's been around for generations. I mean, I met people that, you know, met there in, like, the 40s and, you know, are like, this is their, you know, this is where they met back in the day and where they've raised their kids. And it's like it's a real part of that community there. It's one of the few outdoor pools in all of England. And so it's a little bit of a national historic landmark. And so it meant a lot more. I think in retrospect, it's sort of like an old Fox Theater to us in many ways. You know what I mean? Because there's so many memories here, so much pride that went with it too. And so it was more than just an outdoor pool. It really had some historic value. So everybody was really passionate about making it, you know, making it work, making it happen, and putting in the blood, sweat, and tears to really pull it together. But it was fun. I mean, it was a challenge. It was crazy, but, you know, I love that stuff.
Well, yeah. Now, so that's airing Sunday night on ABC.
Exactly. Yeah. It's fun.
And very quickly, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, back for another season. I know that you're actually taping that right now.
Yeah, we are. We're actually, and it's been really exciting. I mean, we just worked with Michelle Obama and the White House, helped out a family in North Carolina, which is going to be just amazing. I mean, it's unbelievable that actually happened. I'm still sort of in shock over that. But yeah, right now we're actually building a house down in Kansas in 118-degree heat. But we're also just finishing up that and starting one here in Ohio at the same time, which is really cool, too, because let's just say we're bringing Christmas a little early. Mm. I can't really tell you all that because I want to save the surprise, but it's always fun when you're... we're always raising the bar, so we continue to do that.
Okay, so with Obama around, there's a lot of rules, I know that much, so... Did you have to tone it down? Like, what was it like around her?
Man, she was one of the most really down-to-earth, warm... she just made you immediately feel comfortable being around her, which is not easy since she's the First Lady of the United States. Mm-hmm. But she was so easy to talk to, so easy to... she was just really... And she wanted to be part of it. You know, there's something really passionate. It's about... Because it was about giving back to American veterans and supporting their families. And so, you know... Just for her to not only invite us to the White House, but to also come down and be a part of it, to show the family that she was there when we moved the bus. And so it's just phenomenal. She really is a fantastic lady. But yeah, we worked with her entire team, and I mean, God, we all had to evacuate the set. So the Secret Service came in and did a perimeter scope of everything, and who knows what was lurking in the bushes that we didn't even know about. You know, just like it. So it was pretty awesome. I mean, it was exciting and intense and crazy. But once we wrapped it all, it was like, wow, this was really special. So, it meant a lot, you know, to not only back to someone who served our country, but also to have the First Lady there and like really want to be involved. I mean, she's the one who told us about the story, so it was definitely a fantastic week.
Now, I know that you're known for your goofy way of destroying a house. Did she, like, take part in anything like that? Did she just let loose, or...?
Well, no, she's all about rebuilding. I guess we're the ones who are really about destroying. But, but, you know, I mean, we actually drove the bus up to the White House in D.C. You know, I mean, that's just unheard of. And she sort of gave me a tour around. We talked about, you know, I actually walked through the garden with her. I had actually made these two butterfly houses that I wanted to give her to put in the garden, and they actually put it in the garden. So I'm sort of honored by that, like, something I built with my hands was actually in the, you know, in the White House lawn in the garden. So, yeah, it was really, really quite incredible. She, fantastic lady, good, just really great to everyone. Took pictures with, you know, so many people, like, shook hands of all these people that were volunteering, came out. She was just a really, really genuine person.
So you were in that video on TMZ of the guy getting taken down hopping the fence. That was you.
Wait, hopping the fence? You talking about the guy that they're making fun of, like, hopping the fence?
At the White House.
The guy that they had, like, on the side of the road?
He hopped the fence and he was at, they had the guns drawn and everything. That was you, is what you're saying, no? Or you got in there legally?
I have no idea. Okay. Someone said something to me at an airport about that. Maybe, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
maybe someone was making a joke of that. That'd be awesome. I can't wait to see it. Maybe someone did a spoof. They're pretty good at those spoofs, you know.
Indeed.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. I bet it's a good one.
All right, so the special Ties Great British Adventure 2011, that's Sunday night, ABC, 8, 7 Central, right?
Yeah, should be awesome. Should be a lot of fun, so enjoy.
We'll be sure to check it out. Ty Pennington, thanks for the wake-up call. Thanks for joining us today.
No, that's one thing I'm good at. So thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Today's best music with Jeremy Brown.